Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On Sunday night, what's your confidence check just as we sit Thursday at 10:50 in the morning on taking on Russell Wilson, knowing what the Chiefs have looked like, knowing what the Giants have looked
he
like?
He looked pretty good in that game against the Cowboys.
And oddly enough, that makes me more confident. I don't believe Russell Wilson can put together two great performances at this stage of his career.
I was curious because of how good he looked. Does it worry you that the defense will backslide a little bit or they're going to have to get in a shootout?
I mean, neighbors is a problem.
Definitively something I don't want them getting in. I do not want the Chiefs getting in a shootout with anyone until the rest of their offensive weapons are back. I don't think that that's a good way for them to win or a successful way for them to win. I thought maybe you'd disagree. I also do not think Russell Wilson is capable of putting together back-to-back games like that. I think Russell Wilson is the kind of quarterback that occasionally he can still show you that he had it once.
Yeah,
you're like, oh yeah, remember when that's what Russ looked like week in and week out and they were a Super Bowl contending team every time? That's nice. More often than not, he looks like what he looked like in week one, which was terrible. He threw for 168 yards and completed 45% of his passes. He's just as likely to be that than the Cowboys version.
I'm probably like a 7 out of a 10 confidence the Chiefs win. Like, it's probably a 7. Like, before the season, I would have said it's like this would be a 10. It's probably a 7 for me heading into Sunday's game.
I mean, 7, 8? Yeah, I mean, I can't go lower than 5, can I? It's the Giants. Malik Nabers is a huge
problem.
Still
not a coin flip game or anything.
But like, what else do they bring to the table besides they have a good defensive line?
Defensive front is impressive.
Yeah, the defensive front is good.
Very impressive.
But also, for as impressive as it is, Cowboys had no trouble carving them up.
The Cowboys also have CeeDee Lamb and all their weapons offensively. You know, that's the issue,
I know,
right?
Devontae Williams.
they have better.
Devontae Williams, let's not make out like he's a superstar.
Their rushing attack is better set up than what the Chiefs got right now.
That's a really low bar. I'd say that about 27 teams in the NFL.
You know, the Chiefs could have signed Javonte Williams for the same amount of money they're paying Elijah Mitchell, roughly.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a miss.
Yikes.
Look, Elijah Mitchell was a miss. I don't think there's any way. He's been inactive back-to-back game days.
Correct.
That was a whiff.
Correct.
Now, it was only a $1 million whiff. My biggest, you know what was a bigger whiff in my opinion? Giving that money to Kareem Hunt instead of Javonte Williams.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I had from the beginning was, why are you giving it to an aging back who didn't show burst last year?
Mm-hmm.
Now you think, and at least he was off the street and didn't have any miles on the tires when the season started last year. What is Kareem Hunt going to look like week 7 this year? Like, anybody want to ask that question? We don't think he looks like he has burst now. What happens when he's playing 40% of the snaps and it's week 7?
Javonte,
because he's going to look like he's running in quicksand by the time we hit there. I hope Rashard Smith knows the system by then.
If my math is right, Javonte Williams has 57 more rushing yards than Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt combined this season.
Yeah, it's not great. I get, but he's just like, yeah. He's whatever. I've watched a lot of Javonte Williams because he played with Denver for a long time. The other problem you have with Williams is the same as other teams. We'll ask about like J.K. Dobbins. He looks good now, Drew. Will his body be available? Will he be available to play in a couple of weeks? He might not be.
I think you guys are right, though, in the fact that the way that the Cowboys carved up the Giants' defense, it should give you some encouragement. Not that the Chiefs can do the same thing, but that they should be more effective and trust that the defense, if they give the same sort of performance they did against Philly, then they'll be totally fine and they'll win the game. It's not going to be an issue.
Somebody says running back is only as good as their offensive line. I actually do not think. I think that there is both things at play.
But the texter's calling Genty a bust. He's 2 weeks into his NFL career. He's not a bust.
I do think that part of the problem Ashton Genty is having is related to his offensive
line. Right, but he's not a bust yet.
No.
I mean, he got two weeks into his career and he hasn't been. Like,
it's over.
I mean, come on. He didn't blow out his knee and you're like, oh man, he's never going to be the same. He's 2 weeks into his career. He's been okay. He has not lived up to the top.
Pretty bad, but it's also like, it's 2 games. Like, and I know that someone's going to say that, well, can't you say that about Pacheco? I'm like, I think we're seeing out of the Chiefs run game what we expected. And I'm not saying offensive line bears no weight. I'm not saying that's a zero factor in this. But I'll be honest, people who know football well, Mitchell Schwartz, people who like no offensive line play, no running back play, no football, grind tape, however you want to look at it. I've watched 10 clips from the last two games where Isaiah Pacheco does not go the right way. He chooses the wrong hole. He runs into his own offensive lineman when there is a hole. He doesn't go outside when Joshua Williams, you know, like multiple. There's multiple opportunities that he has had in the run game that he's not taken advantage of.
I agree.
So I don't know that it's, I'm not saying the offensive line bears no weight in this discussion, but it's, look, Russell Wilson, I don't know. He'll probably just be in the middle of those two. He'll have like 200 yards and a touchdown. And the Malik Nabers part should scare us, but at least they held down A.J. Brown and held down Devonta Smith pretty good in the last game. And
they'll just don't try to pass the ball, whereas we know the Giants will. Russell Wilson's just going to throw it up there and hope his guy gets it.
That's my only concern is the way they blitzed, that was the Eagles' offensive game plan. What if I just throw the ball up in the air and hope my guy gets it? I don't know that there's a single defender in the NFL I trust in a jump ball situation against Malik Nabers. Not, and certainly not the Chiefs. That's Trent McDuffie's size. That's the one time it actively hurts him.
Sure.
Is it like Devonta Smith can just, he's bigger. He can just be bigger than him in that moment. The coverage stuff doesn't matter. Trent McDuffie was standing right next to Devonta Smith and still couldn't defend that pass. So that the over under, what do we say? 3.5, they say moon ball. What's our verdict?
Oh, did they say on the broadcast? Yeah, over. Collinsworth will mention moon ball at least four times on the broadcast Sunday night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.